The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. We are live at Jake's in Fort Worth. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for enjoying Rangers baseball. We have about 2 hours and 15 minutes of show coming up here for you. As, you know, we try to make the most of it. Rangers lose 3 of 4. Had a couple of Cowboys practices the last couple of nights. So there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. How the heck you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Great to be in the 817 right here in Fort Worth. I know you guys had a little bit of a trek, but it feels good to have a bit of a home game. And this is a sick, nasty Jake's. How about that? You get a little double-decker
action.
Oh, yeah,
this is great. This is great. I love downtown Fort Worth.
It's a place to be.
It's amazing to be here. And we do have Fan Phenom coming up tonight. Zach Wolchuk is going to be hosting.
Hut hut.
And the dining room already starting to populate with a number of hopeful Tolos here tonight. Wolchuk, you gonna guide them through this process?
I hope so. This is going to be my maiden voyage, so I'm going to be learning just like they are. And we'll really the key here will be how many show up. If you don't have a lot show up, I'll give you more time. If we have a lot of people, I got an hour drive home. So come in ready to rock. Get in quick with your takes, and we're getting the hell out of here, boys and girls.
No pushback from Wolchuk tonight? You're not going to be trying to spar in there on some takes?
It depends on what the take is. If it's one that I do think is totally foolish, then maybe I'll give him a little, hey, this is what it would really be like if we're going to go back and forth on here. But I'm excited. We had a lot of awesome Tolos that have already stopped by and said hello. Of course, Richie's waiting. We got our guy Vin. Jason's here in the building. We got a lovely family. Moses right in front of us, big-time Tolo as well. So
legend.
I'm expecting a big-time crowd out here for the Fort Worth of Jakes.
The first two were amazing, and the talent is rich. So please bring your skills down here to Jakes in Fort Worth. It's been DFW's go-to spot since 1985. As Jared Sandler joins us here live from the road in Kansas City. Buddy, how the heck are you?
Yeah, a little bummed. Obviously, the series didn't start the way that the Rangers would have liked, losing the first two. But after the win yesterday, you feel like, all right, hey, you take a game here today. You don't lose any ground over the Royals overall. And you got Nathan Eovaldi pitching tomorrow to begin a series against the Guardians. And you know, maybe you can get on a roll, but Rangers had chances, and I think over the course of a season, everyone kind of has the things that stand out to them, and their themes that you just weave throughout. And one of the things for me, and I know I've talked to you guys about it, the home run ball. And again today, the Rangers are out homer 2-0, and even though they out hit the Royals, it's not just that the home runs were the difference. That's not necessarily fair to say, but the Rangers weren't able to get that one big swing, that one big hit to, gain separation or whatever. I know they had the three-run inning to erase a three-run deficit. They took advantage of a gift, what should have been an inning-ending double play with the ball that was thrown away or not received at second. But, at the end of the day, the Rangers put some hits together. They just couldn't get that one big swing or, get someone to help put up a big-time number in a game which seemed like maybe Michael Lorenzen was gettable.
Sure could use a Pasquantino, tell you that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, geez, my goodness. Home run in all four games. I think his OPS jumped like 60 or 70 points this series alone. So, the Rangers couldn't get him out, unfortunately. And, his home run gave the Royals the lead. I'll be honest with you, Gavin, when he hit the home run to make it 5-4, in my head, I just kind of thought, all right, well, yeah, the Royals have the advantage right now, but I don't think 5 runs is going to be enough. But, it obviously was.
Jared, I kind of felt like you should have grabbed your pregame umbrella and brought that out there to block the sun for old Wyatt. I know you considered it.
Yeah, that was tough. It seemed like, the sun was a little bit of a challenge for both sides. Unfortunately, on that ball that ultimately was ruled a double, the Royals were able to cash in. They cashed in on the ground ball, hit the third that Cody Freeman wasn't able to, fully make a play on. So, that was tough. The Sun stuff, to a large degree, it's bad luck. But, this time of the year, those things unfortunately make a difference. And, the Royals were able to, I know that the Rangers erased the deficit that, was created in part because of that. But, at the end of the day, could have kept, 2 runs off the board. Now, same token again. I know I mentioned
you know, the three-run inning, that was there was a big gift. The Royals had what looked like a tailor-made inning-ending double play ball. They weren't able to turn it, so I guess, you know, maybe it evens out to some degree. But it doesn't have to even out, right? There's no rule that you got to even things out when something goes or doesn't go your way.
Thank you, Sands. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. We got to run. So do you.
Sounds good. Yep.
And yeah, we'll catch up with you on Friday. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. We are live at Jake's in Fort Worth, right off of Main. Love it if you could come by, hang out, and then participate in Fan Phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. And we're back with more sports here. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan. Here we go. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Jake's in Fort Worth, and perfect timing with this show getting underway this afternoon, because there's just been another round of reporting on the Micah Parsons soap opera, and we're going to have all the details from there here live from Jake's, locally owned and operated, serving up freshly baked buns, locally sourced beef, and a bar full of Texas brands. This is the place to be tonight for a great Thirsty Thursday party. You got G-Bag today coming up in about 30 minutes, LA Live coming up at 5:40, but let's take a look at the biggest Cowboy stories of the day as we start to head towards preseason game 3 tomorrow night, but not before we get some juicy perspective fresh off the lips of Jerry Jones here talking about Micah Parsons. We'll get there when we get back here. It's the G-Bag Nation live from Jake's in Fort Worth on The Fan.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.